As American roots music is difficult to define, it might be easier to just let you listen to some of the year's best, like Robert Plant's Band of Joy. His latest album finds the 61-year-old singer mixing old-time country and bluegrass sounds with the blues on songs like Richard and Linda Thompson's House of Cards.
And they're washing the streets. No, no.
Robert Plant's Band of Joy earned the singer two Grammy nominations, and it sits atop many critics' countdowns of the best albums of 2010, thanks to great songs, great singing, and great playing by musicians including Patty Griffin, Daryl Scott, and co-producer Buddy Miller. Patty and Daryl also released Fine Roots CDs this year. Recorded inside Nashville's Downtown Presbyterian Church, Downtown Church is a record that Patty Griffin says explores her feelings about religion and faith. It's home to two new original songs and traditional gospel tunes like Move Up.
Move up to the sky, to my home on the high. I want to see my loving mother, I want to see my father too. I want to sing with the angels, tell them how I made it through. Well, I'm going to
move on up in glory.
Griffin's Downtown Church is another that's popping up on many critics' top 10 lists of the year's best roots album. American roots music is a mix of rock, country, gospel, folk, bluegrass, and the blues, with other homegrown styles that set the stage for today's rock, pop, and soul. Some roots music, like the Patty Griffin and Robert Plant songs you just heard, is performed by bands, but Grammy winner Tim O'Brien's 13th solo record, Chicken and Egg, shows that it doesn't have to be that way. This highly praised roots release is home to songs mixing bluegrass, folk, rockabilly, and Celtic traditions. One of the tracks, The Sun Jumped Up, finds Tim putting a new melody to lyrics written by folk music icon Woody Guthrie.
Well, the sun jumped up in the middle of the east at 5:15 this morning. The wife jumped up to feed the kid at 5:15 this morning. Well, the sun jumped up in the middle of the east, and the wife jumped up in the middle of the bed, and I jumped up in the middle of a dream at 5:15 this morning.
Chicken and Egg is Tim O'Brien's newest CD, and it doesn't stray from what we've come to expect from this stellar singer-songwriter-instrumentalist. Also releasing strong singer-songwriter CDs this year were Ray Wiley Hubbard, Kevin Welch, Elvis Costello, and Elizabeth Cook. Bands including the Punch Brothers and the Incredible String Dusters were also busy this year. Another 2010 release that is sure to be remembered is You Are Not Alone by 71-year-old Mavis Staples. It comes 50 years into a career that started with the family band, the Staples Singers. Over the years, the group became more than just a band. They were a national voice for the United States civil rights movement. Produced by Wilco's Jeff Tweedy, You Are Not Alone is the singer's 13th album. It contains some traditional songs and also finds Mavis interpreting selections from songwriters like Randy Newman and John Fogerty.
Henry T. On every face, it's the same. Broken dream, a broken heart, isolated and afraid. Open up, this is a raid. I'm gonna get it through to you. You're not alone.
And one of the last releases of 2010 gives us a taste of what's to come in the new year. In late November, Paul Simon released Getting Ready for Christmas Day. The song chugs along on a bass made up of bluesy acoustic guitar, hand claps, and foot stomps with samples of 1940s preacher slash gospel singer slash political activist, the Reverend J.M. Gates. Titled So Beautiful or So What, the new Paul Simon album is due out next spring, and early reports say it's his best work in 20 years. I'm Catherine Cole.
From early in November to the last week of December, I got money matters weighing me down.